Buttercup Gold and Other Stories by Ellen Robina Field. How the Raindrops and Sunbeams Helped. One morning, Mother Nature looked about her and said, "My children have had such a nice long rest, and it will do them good, for they have a busy summer before them. It is time to go to work now, and as some of the babies just won't wake up till they have to, I must send for my helpers at once." The long days carried her messages, which in our language would have read something like this: "My dear helpers, sunbeams, and raindrops, you are needed down here on earth. It is time to dress my plant children and give them work to do. The birds must be called back from the south, and the cocoons must be opened so that my butterflies can come out. I shall have to make good soil and get my clover beds ready for the honeymakers. Come at once, as some have been sleeping too long already. Whisper to the trees as you pass that it is time they were budding. Be gentle with all, for they are my children and I love them. Goodbye from your Mother Nature." This she directed to the sunbeams at Blue Sky Park and the raindrops at Cloudland. When the message reached these little helpers, they started off at once to obey the call, and the sun gave such a merry laugh that Grandma came to the door of the farmhouse and remarked, "How warm it is today! Quite like spring! I believe I will set out my geraniums." But just then a silvery voice said, "Wait a little while longer till we make the ground soft." And pop came a raindrop upon the dear old lady's nose, and she hurried into the house saying, "What queer weather we are having! First sun and then rain!" Then the raindrops and sunbeams smiled at each other and danced more merrily, for they knew what good work they were doing to the great brown house where the flowers dwell. The tap, tap of the raindrops waked them up, and when they raised their sleepy heads and felt the warm kisses of the sunbeams, they were glad and began to grow. Soft breezes called to the leaves to come out, and soon the brown coats, which the trees had worn all winter, were replaced by new green dresses. Pussy Willow and Snowdrop were the first to herald the spring, and Crocus and Violet soon followed. Out in the woods blossomed tiny pink and white mayflowers. Little seeds burst off their jackets and sent up green plumes. Then Mother Nature called her helpers again and told them to search for the lilies and dress them in white robes for Easter. And so each beautiful flower came again, and the birds sang once more, and the children were glad that spring had come again. The little helpers had done their work well and were happy, and everyone thanked God for the spring. The end. Read by Tony Walker for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.